It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What is the fastest you quit something? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Liv the Web Girl, between her friends and herself, has like a million things. What else did you just tell us we didn't even realize you quit really quickly, Liv?
I actually quit a sales job in Cincinnati after 2 weeks once I got the call that I got this radio job.
Exclusive Joe and Alex Show.
Joe and Alex Show. I couldn't take the corporate world.
Yeah, no, for sure. We're glad you quit that job, though, really quick. 317-239-1009. Morgan on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the fastest that you quit something?
I had a college class I decided to take. It was like in philosophy. And I got into the class, and there was a paper due on the first day that I guess she had emailed us.
I'm out. And so bye.
Yeah, so I pulled out my laptop and dropped the class and walked out.
Amazing. I thought you were going to say it was like the philosophy of something you weren't interested in, like the philosophy of boogers. You were like, nope.
No, but you're walking in the first day and you have like an assignment due. You're like, all right, I got my first F. I'm
quitting.
Hey,
that's one way to get out of the homework. Just quit.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling in, Morgan. Spencer on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the fastest you quit something? What happened?
I lasted one full day.
Where?
It was a concert venue. I don't want to name names, but a friend of mine got me set up there just as a side job. And, well, once I got there and got through a little bit of training, I was sent to the back sorting trash during a concert.
Ew. I'd quit, too.
I think the only thing worse would be, like, cleaning out the porta potties there.
What was the concert the day that you quit?
Oh, shoot. What was it? I can't remember now.
Do you know what
Jimmy
kind of
Jimmy Buffett, meat? I think?
Jimmy Buffett? Oh, a bunch of parrot heads out there.
Oh, look at that. All those drunk moms and dads. Night out on the town.
Why is it again in Margaritaville?
Yep.
Every time
they were, you'd have to sort the trash. They wanted to separate all the cans from the rest of the trash. And, you know, you'd smell the stale beer. But also, you'd have bodily fluids in that same... Same thing. I'm like, yeah.
I don't blame you.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Yeah, that's not paradise.
Hey,
nope.
Spencer, thank you for calling in this morning for Joe Wants to Know. 317-239-1009. Emmanuel, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the fastest you quit something?
Oh, the fastest I quit something? Well, it lasted about, I don't know. How long does it take you to walk to the fridge and grab another beer? I quit drinking once, but it didn't last long.
I think we've all been there before, man. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
What is it for you, the fastest thing that you just quit?
I had a job interview, and I was supposed to be replacing this lady. She was like a secretary at this company local here in Indiana, so I'm not going to say anything. But her job was to basically, like, make a schedule for these men contractors. And I was supposed to shadow her for a day. And I go in, and everything's nice. And she's, like, this battered woman. Like, she's timid, and she's, like, has really bad anxiety, and I have a weird feeling about it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I see why. All these men start coming in, and she's, like, doing her job, and I'm supposed to be replacing her. And they were yelling at her and cussing her out. And they're like, you better have my effing schedule done.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
This and that. And I'm supposed to be replacing this woman. Like, this is supposed to be my job. And right after this terrible day, she comes back to me and she's like, well, we can start you off at this super low amount. And I was just like, oh, yeah, maybe it's fun. And I never showed up again.
Yeah, you know what's sad is that you were probably that girl's ticket out of that abusive workplace. But then you shouldn't have had to take that job either.
How selfish of you. You left her stranded.
No, it was bad for both of them. But that is terrible. That poor girl.
Yeah, it was awful. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I can't do this. I'm not getting cussed out all day.
Yeah, that is the biggest thing. When you are touring a workplace or you're there for a job interview, look at the faces and the interactions of the other employees. If they look like the life has been sucked out of them dry, then you know that is not a good place to work. But if everyone's happy and looks warm and healthy and whatever, then that's a good place.
They put on a fake front. They're like, oh, hey, welcome to blah, blah, blah. So glad to have you here. Meet Alex. She loves her job, right, Alex?
So I went to Portland for a job interview for a radio station several years ago. And when I was there, these two girls that were on the air staff, like when they were off air, They like went into another studio and were like crying about drama. And I knew I didn't want to work there because I was like, look at all this drama and all this crazy stuff going on here. I don't want to be a part of this.
You're like, my drama's important, not yours.
Yeah, so it's like you got to look out for that kind of stuff. Are girls crying in the corner? I don't think so.
317-239-1009. We'll get a few more calls in. Also, if you can't get through, tweet us, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, and our Instagram and Facebook is Radio Now 100.9.